1 Chronicles, chapter 29. King David said to the whole assembly, "Solomon, my son, whom alone God has chosen, is still young and inexperienced, and the task is great, for the temple is not for people, but for Yahweh God. So I have done my best to provide for the temple of my God. I am giving gold for the things to be made of gold, silver for the things to be made of silver, bronze for the things to be made of bronze, iron for the things to be made of iron, and wood for the things to be made of wood. I am also giving onyx stones, stones to be set, stones for inlaid work of various colors, all kinds of precious stones, and marble stone in abundance. Now, because of my delight in the house of my God, I am giving my personal treasure of gold and silver for it. I am doing this in addition to all that I have prepared for this holy temple. 3,000 talents of gold from Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver, in order to overlay the walls of the buildings. I am donating gold for the things to be made of gold, and silver for the things to be made of silver, and things for all kinds of work to be done by craftsmen. Who else wants to make a contribution to Yahweh today and give himself to him?" Then freewill offerings were made by the leaders of their ancestors' families, the leaders of the tribes of Israel, the commanders of thousands and hundreds, and by the officials over the king's work. They gave for the service of the house of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 derricks of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. Those who had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the house of Yahweh, under the supervision of Jehaliel, a descendant of Gershon. The people rejoiced because of these freewill offerings, because they had contributed wholeheartedly to Yahweh. King David also rejoiced greatly. David blessed Yahweh in front of all the assembly. He said, "May you be praised, Yahweh, God of Israel, our ancestor, forever and ever. Yours, Yahweh, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and on the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, Yahweh, and you are exalted as ruler over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all people. In your hand is power and might. You possess the strength and might to make people great and to give strength to anyone. Now then, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I? And who are my people that we should have the ability to offer so willingly these things? Indeed, all things come from you, and we have simply given back to you what is yours. For we are sojourners and tenants before you, as all our ancestors were. Our days on the earth are like a shadow, and there is no hope of remaining on earth. Yahweh, our God, all this wealth that we have collected in order to build a temple to honor your holy name, it comes from you and belongs to you. I know also, my God, that you examine the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things, and now I look with joy as your people who are present here willingly offer gifts to you. Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our ancestors, keep this forever in the thoughts of the minds of your people. Direct their hearts toward you. Give to Solomon, my son, a whole heart to keep your commandments, your covenant decrees, and your statutes, and to carry out all these plans to build the palace for which I have made provision." David said to all the assembly, "Now bless Yahweh your God." All the assembly blessed Yahweh, the God of their ancestors, and they bowed down and showed honor to Yahweh and to the king. On the next day, they made sacrifices to Yahweh and offered burnt offerings to him. They offered 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 lambs with their drink offerings and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. On that day, they ate and drank before Yahweh with great joy. They made Solomon, David's son, king a second time, and anointed him with Yahweh's authority to be ruler. They also anointed Zadok to be priest. Then Solomon sat on Yahweh's throne as king in place of David his father. He prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. All the leaders, soldiers, and King David's sons gave allegiance to King Solomon. Yahweh greatly honored Solomon before all Israel and bestowed on him royal majesty such as had never been given to any king before him in Israel. David, son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel. David had been king of Israel for 40 years. He ruled for 7 years in Hebron and for 33 years in Jerusalem. He died at a good old age after enjoying a long life, wealth, and honor. Solomon, his son, reigned after him. King David's accomplishments are written in the Chronicles of Samuel the seer, in the Chronicles of Nathan the prophet, and in the Chronicles of Gad the seer. Recorded there are the deeds of his rule, his power, and the events that affected him, Israel, and all the kingdoms of the other lands.